Hello and welcome along to our last short programme where we give some useful tips on communication, assertiveness and self-esteem. I'm Angela Kearns and I'm joined by Molly Gowan. And over the last few weeks, we've spoken about the aura, boundaries and personal space and how to say no respectfully. So today we're going to speak about being assertive in dealing with other people's behaviours. So today's theme is that you can't change anyone else, you can only change yourself. So hello, Molly.
Hi, Angela. Lovely to see you. Lovely to be back on CRY again. So today now is the last of our six short and sweet, hopefully, programmes on personal growth and communications and how to become calmer. And how to, you know, develop a sense of yourself and your own personal space, and that you have a right to defend those things. As Angela just said, there are many things that we can't change, but one thing we can change is ourselves, our own behaviour, our own attitudes. We must look after ourselves, because if we don't, then you become depressed, you can become resentful, you can become angry. But if you can speak your mind quietly, you can negotiate calmly within the people around you without hurting anyone, and you will feel stronger. You will become a stronger person in a quiet way. Isn't that gorgeous? I love that.
And as we've said before, we have said this before, people tend to take more notice of you if you say something in a calm, respectful way anyway, instead of shouting and screaming about something if you're trying to get your point across.
Exactly. It's about communication. I mean, if a person starts to yell and shout and become abusive, I switch off. I don't listen to them. Them getting into a temper is counterproductive. I am not going to take on what they're saying.
Well, let's face it, if somebody does start being aggressive towards you, the first thing you just want to get away from them,
exactly.
Don't you?
You're going to run. And that's very interesting, because that comes to the theme of, well, the topic we're going to cover today, which is about how you say somebody is doing something that you don't like, you're not comfortable with, and how do you say to this person, who is usually some kind of bully, you know, at work or in your own family. Now, this is not easy, but it's also preserving your own sanity, actually. So we'd say, for example, somebody made some kind of disrespectful remark to you at work about being female or something that was kind of half obscene, or it was only a joke, you know, those kind of things. We all know them. It happens all the time. Okay, well, the first thing to do when you're trying to approach somebody who's difficult to approach and who usually loses their temper and usually bullies you and you want to make a point, first thing is to do, think about it. Planning is very important in this. Planning is very important in everything. But planning for this is essential. All you can change is yourself, and all you're actually permitted or allowed or recommended to you make I statements. So instead of saying, you're a bully and you're always shouting and roaring at me and I can't cope with it, and why don't you go and jump in the river? You know, you can get into a temper yourself if you want. That's one option. The other one is you say, excuse me, when the person is not expecting it, when they're in a calm frame of mind, not when they're in a crisis. This won't work if the person is already angry. This will only work if they're not expecting. So you kind of get them at a weak point. You get them when they're not expecting you to say something or talk to them about anything. Saying, sorry, can I talk to you for a second? I really need to tell you that, you know, the last week when you shouted at me, I found that really upsetting. And I'd like to ask you, would you please not do that again? It upset me for the rest of the day. And I find it very difficult coming into work when I know that is how your approach to me, not it is disrespectful. I find it disrespectful and I can't handle it. And so would you please desist in future and not behave like that towards me? Thanks a million. Now, people are usually so shocked when you deal with something difficult like that in a calm way. Their mouths usually go onto the floor, you know, duh, wah, you know, and they might listen. Now, if they, well, what a lot of these bullies and bad-tempered people do is jump into a temper as soon as they can. So say for the worst possible thing that could happen then is that the aggressor as such gets into a temper again and starts yelling at you. It doesn't matter, you stay calm. Keep your distance, like physically move away from them and don't look at them and just stay calm. So you have one person jumping up and down, screaming and roaring and being horrible and childish and infantile. And because bullying is dreadful thing, horrible. But you stay calm. So you're in your own little zone. You're in your own aura. Now, you can't see the aura, but you can see it in photographs. It is a real thing. It is an energy field. You are protecting your energy, your mental health, your dignity. You're not shouting. You're not roaring. Even if they don't respond in a positive way to what you're saying, you've said it. Now, some people are not psychologically minded and would find all of this probably of no use unless they want to change. But the changes are small. You have to learn them, but it's like learning the ABC. As you said, Angela, you did an assertiveness course years ago, and you practiced it and learned how to do it and learned how to become more assertive, and you've remained like that. You never looked back, did you?
No, but you see, that's the thing, Molly. The first thing is you have to want to change yourself. You know, because no one else can change me. I know that I have to change. If there's stuff that if I can't speak up for myself, if I'm, you know, letting people affect my boundaries, whatever way you want to put it, nobody else can change that for me. I have to change it for myself. It's like anything in life. No matter what is the thing that you want to change in your life, you have to want to do it, and then you have to put in the effort to do it. Because it doesn't just happen.
Exactly. Well, what we're talking about here to a large extent is healing of old wounds, old traumas, and the wrong ideas about things. You know, we've all had moments like that in life. Think, oh, I had no idea what was really going on. And like, judge not, and you shall not be judged. I think that's a wonderful maxim as well.
We spoke a little bit about it last week, but like I said there, you know, if you want to change, you have to put in the effort. A lot of that is where the comfort zone comes into it. People, they have their way of life, they're in their routine, and they're afraid to come outside that. But to change, you actually have to move outside your comfort zone. Just to give an example, you want to make more friends. Maybe you don't have a lot of friends in your life or whatever, for whatever reason. You've got to push yourself outside your comfort zone to make friends, because they're not just going to come to your door.
Exactly. They don't come knocking on the door. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all little things like that in life. I don't know, maybe there's a course that you really like to do, but you don't have the confidence to go do it. But you actually have to sometimes force yourself to do things.
And also to be prepared to fail.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also to a sense of yourself and of your own value. I'm worth it. That's stupid, Ed. You're worth it, not to wear stupid makeup, but to be keep your peace of mind a priority. You're entitled to peace of mind and that sense of calm. And what kind of person are you, and what kind of person do you want to be?
The other thing is that if you do bring somebody's behaviour to their attention, right, and they, you know, let's face it, we've all been there. Some people, they will not accept, they won't accept that they've done anything wrong. They won't accept that their behaviour isn't acceptable. And sometimes you just have to let people go.
Exactly.
You know, for your own self.
Exactly.
And peace of mind.
Yeah, well, you can't get anywhere with them. You just be upset. So keep away from them. But you've said what you had to say.
Exactly.
Now, you said it and it wasn't received and the person didn't listen. But you stayed in your, within your own kind of aura, within your own body space, within your own dignity, and you said, I'm sorry, this is not appropriate for me. I can't handle it, and I don't want to be around this kind of behaviour. I do not want to be receiving this abuse from you. Okay, fine. They might not change, but you'll feel good because you stayed calm and you stayed in control. I mean, the first thing you lose when you start cursing and swearing or lose your temper, you lose control. And you look like an idiot. I mean, you know, you see somebody screaming and shouting at the top of their voice, red in the face and yelling. You think, oh, for God's sake, grow up. You know what I mean?
A picture came to mind there as you said that. I remember I was on holidays one time and there was a family and they were all arguing. There was the mother and father, and there was two very, you know, they were young children, maybe, I don't know, five, seven maybe. And the whole lot of them were shouting at each other, you know, and it was, We were just standing there in amazement, so looking at them.
It's horrible to watch
that. It's actually awful.
It's awful. And also, I find that people have that you get a lot of this with, well, in England anyway, specifically more than here with dogs. People have dogs, and you go into their house and there's this big dog all over the place, and they spend their whole time yelling at the dog to get down off the sofa, or and they're shouting all the time. And you're like, well, I met these people, these things. I only went there once. I never went again. I thought, I don't want to. How can I talk and have a cup of tea with this? Can I be friends with them when they're shouting at the dog nonstop, like top of their voices?
That reminds me, I know it's off the subject a little bit, but I had a dog and he was the most eccentric dog ever, right? I had him for 13 years, but unfortunately he had cancer. I had to put him down. But when he used to come into the house, because I'm not the shouting and roaring type, he would jump all over someone and they would come in. So my thing was, I used to say, when you come to the door, and when I open the door, do not acknowledge that the dog is there. Don't look at him. Don't talk to him. Don't anything. Just ignore him, as like he's not there, and come in and sit down. And it always worked, because he used to kind of look as if this person isn't even looking at me, you know.
Oh, wow.
But it just came to mind there when you said, I had to, because he was a nightmare. He was an absolute nightmare, a lunatic of a dog.
No, I think that's lovely. And it also respects your visitor. If you know, if you've got a very bouncy dog, some people are frightened of dogs, and some people can't handle them, or they don't like dogs, they don't like cats. I mean, I love animals, but I respect the fact that someone comes to visit me, they don't like the cat, or they're allergic to cats, I'll put the cat out. It's only a cat, it won't die, the cat will be fine. It's not, you know, give them too much power, you know. They But animals are wonderful, aren't they?
They're great.
They're hilarious.
So I think, Molly, that pretty much brings us to the end of this last little show. I just would like to say is that obviously I know the times with COVID and that times are a little bit different, but Molly, you are available for training courses if anyone is interested, if they have a business and they'd like someone to come in, or just groups in general. If there's any group in town that would like to have Molly come in and do a little bit of work with them, I know you're available for that. And you also do one-to-ones if someone is really, really maybe struggling with their self-esteem, or that they can't say no, or they've boundaries. You're available for one-to-ones as well.
Absolutely. I'd be delighted. Mm-hmm. And because I did all this personal development work. I mean, I'd never done it. I was always interested in psychology. And it really did change my life. And it just made life so much easier. A lot of things changed because I was very unhappy. And it made me realise that I was in the wrong situation and that I needed to change things. So I did. And it really works. That's the thing. If you need, I mean, counselling or going for asking people to help you is not a weakness. It's actually a strength.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's counselling or psychotherapy for last resort. You can do a lot of work on yourself, but you get to a point where you actually need to talk to somebody else. Do it if you're really desperate and you cannot go any further. I don't believe in running to therapists and counsellors left, right and centre, but these people can be a lifeline sometimes, and you can suddenly change, or you can get an insight from a session which will enable you to move forward without the wise, compassionate observer. So isn't it lovely to have a wise, compassionate observer to talk to about your problem? Someone who doesn't really know you, just talk over whatever issues you've got. It can make such a difference.
Absolutely.
It's brilliant, a bit of support. Yeah. So I'd be delighted to.
Yeah, because one thing that I know we've spoken about things here and subjects here, like the aura, boundaries, person space, saying no, but there's only so much you can do on the radio. Because I've done one of your courses, I know what it's like to be part of it. And obviously it's totally different when you're in the group setting, because you have certain exercises that you get people to do, role playing and various other things.
And the peer the input from other people, the
exactly.
idea of a group, you can learn so much from each other in a group.
Well, that's what I found when I did the course with you. There was quite a lot of us there, actually. I'd say there was easily about 15 people, if not more, But like that, people shared certain experiences. It was staged within the group. It was confidential. It was private. But sometimes when you just hear other people say, oh, yeah, so I'm not the only one that experiences that, you know, makes a big difference. So on that note, I'm just going to say that if anybody would like to contact Molly, all you have to do is give us a ring here at the radio station on 024-91199 and we'll pass Molly's number on to you. So Molly, the last few weeks, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
The pleasure is all mine, Angela. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's it. We leave it there and bye for now.
Bye-bye.